border wall. That vote's expected to fall short. The Defense Department, meantime, has approved the transfer of $1 billion for new fence construction.
It would be 18 feet tall and 57 miles long along the Yuma and El Paso sectors. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has authorized the commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to begin planning and executing the project. The money would also be used to build and improve roads and install new lighting.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. One inmate still on the loose with four recaptured after a jailbreak in North Carolina. Nath County Sheriff Keith Stone says they forced their way through an old fence in the exercise yard.
They're playing basketball, playing handball in here. They're kicking it. They're seeing how it moves back and forth. There's no stability in it.
He says where the escape happened was in a security camera's blind spot. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Cooler air is moving back into the area, and that will lead to some chilly nights as well. Today, breezy, cooler, can't rule out a stray shower somewhere in the area. The high temperature today in the mid-60s. Tonight, chilly, mostly cloudy, with an overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a little below normal on the temperature with a high around 67. We'll be in the low 40s tomorrow night. Thursday is a little warmer, up to the low 70s, and upper 70s by Friday with sunshine. The pollen count in the high to very high range, right on through the end of the week, unfortunately. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after the victim in a shooting from earlier this month died. Authorities say 35-year-old Xavier Smith died from his injuries last Friday. He was shot on March 9th in the 3400 block of McGee Road. No arrests have been made in this case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery police say 11 people were injured in six different shootings this past weekend. Police Chief Ernest Finley says the victims are all in stable condition. He tells us they've made some arrests with charges pending. And retired General Ed Crowell has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. He says improving schools is one of his top priorities. Montgomery's municipal elections are August 27th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we know that a new job comes with a new checklist.
Look at adjusting to a 6 a.m. alarm. Check.
Learning my new commute.
Check. And setting up a checking account with fast access to my first paycheck. Check.
Sign up for a checking account with Navy Federal to enjoy no or low monthly fees, ATM rebates, dividends, and direct deposit for fast access to your money. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Hey guys, welcome back to the News and Views. 7.5 minutes now after 9 o'clock.
How you doing?
Doing better now that I can hear. Let's see here. Got a lot of news. I don't know if yesterday was the greatest news day in the history of mankind or that was just it from my perspective. But man, it seemed like the day just kept getting better at the same time. I mean, every time you turned around, there was better news stories. We spent the whole morning just about yesterday. I think, did we cover anything else? We're digesting the Barr letter of the Mueller report, the Barr summary of the Mueller report, and it just got, man, it just got more and more and more and more and more as the day went on. We'll cover that news and more.
Here's the headlines in Washington Post today.
Okay.
Dispute erupts over Mueller's findings.
What dispute?
Trump and his allies plan to use Barr's summary of Mueller report as cudgel against critics. Mueller pictures tell the story. Oh, that's so warm and fuzzy. Win-win, question mark? Trump and 2020 Democrats both argue the end of the probe offers advantages.
Next. Let me tell you. Those are the headlines?
Trump faces question of whether to pardon aides caught up in probe. Anyway.
A lot of people, the general rule is, let's put it this way, the general rule is when you're in the hole and you need to get out of the hole, you might not have a plan on how to get out of the hole, but one thing most people know is you stop digging. You get in the hole, you look around, you realize you've dug yourself into a hole, and you got to formulate a plan to get out of there. And you might not know how to do that, but you do stop digging. But the media, this is absolutely, and I've seen a lot of people say this. This is not unique or original to this program. The media absolutely is damaged as a result of this. I mean, Donald Trump has set this up perfectly. He started calling them fake news in the middle of the campaign, and they just went bananas. They just went bananas. And now he just will not stop with the calling them fake news, and then all of a sudden it turns out they're fake news. Let me just tell you something in the last few days that have happened. In just the last few days, actually really the last 36 hours, Bill Barr declares in his letter to Congress that the Mueller report has no collusion, no Russian collusion whatsoever. They also, if you'll remember, held a press conference where they showed the map of ISIS, their caliphate territory, before the Trump administration on the day of the election, and then the map of the ISIS-controlled territory on that day of the press conference. And before, there was all this sea of red going through Syria and Iraq all over the place. And then in the second picture, there was just one little red dot. And at the press conference, they said, and we're about to take that dot out here in the next 20 minutes or so. And then they did, and they freed it, and then they killed the last of the and the last little ISIS stronghold is freed. This has all been in the last 36 hours. The Defense Department, late yesterday, while we were all celebrating and high-fiving the Barr letter on the Mueller report, the Defense Department notifies Congress of its intent to transfer $1 billion to the border wall. And then late yesterday, we learn that the Department of Justice rules Obamacare unconstitutional. They're siding with the trial court and asking the Fifth Circuit to basically, they're not opposing the district court's ruling that Obamacare was unconstitutional. And they're asking the Fifth Circuit to invalidate the law for the entire country. And nobody will be there to appeal it. And so,
yeah, remember John McCain? When he did his little thumbs down? Eh.
You know, he voted for an Obamacare repeal bill the year before, 2 years before, during the campaign, because he needed to campaign on Obamacare repeal. Needed to fire up the base.
I'm John McCain. I voted to repeal Obamacare.
And then when Trump actually would sign the bill and John McCain's vote really mattered,
huh? I vote no. Huh?
Well, may that guy not rest in peace.
Yeah, you don't mean that.
I don't. I want him to rest. I want everybody to see glory.
Huh?
I just don't want to run into him.
But they have declared Obamacare to be unconstitutional. All these states, pull that a little closer. All these states that have expanded Medicaid under Obamacare?
Alabama.
Well, we haven't yet, but we're planning on it.
We have. They just haven't told you about it.
They're going to have to roll it back. The money will not come from the feds. And if they keep it expanded, you're going to have to pay 100% of it. That would bankrupt every state in the union.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to roll it back.
Yeah.
All your little you know, snot-nosed brats who are on your health insurance till they're 26. You can't get them to move the hell out of the house. They're on their own now.
Maybe they have to get a job.
18 or in college or they're out.
It's ridiculous.
I'm telling Trisha joins us as she does on Tuesdays. Back to her regular day.
I mean, when we were growing up, yes, you were like an adult by the time you were 16. Yeah, I didn't live in my parents' house when I was 16.
I didn't when I was 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a different era.
It is.
Well, when you're barefoot and pregnant, that's the reason.
I wasn't pregnant at 16.
She was barefoot. Couldn't afford shoes because she didn't live at home. She was spending all her money on health insurance because Obamacare wasn't around.
A lot to be said for that basement.
No, but I mean, it's a totally different world. It's a totally different world. But repealing this, I read one thing. I read the Washington Post. Let's see. I think I clipped off a few paragraphs and sent it to myself. I read the Washington Post's take on this. I'm not even done with all the good news yesterday. We'll get to all that. But I read the Washington Post's, it's hard to say that, the Post's take on this. It's like one of my law professors went to a high school and he said their mascot was the Galloping Ghosts.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, try to put that into a cheer.
Yeah.
With the STS right there at the end. Galloping Ghosts. Where is it? Here it is. No, that's not the one I was looking for. I had a different version. Here it is. Listen to this. This is the Washington Post take on this.
Oh, God.
If the Justice Department's position prevails, well, why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
An Article 3 court has invalidated Obamacare pending appeal. The Department of Justice is not challenging it.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be upheld on appeal. The court can't find something that neither of the parties is pushing. So it will prevail, and it will strike down Obamacare. It would potentially eliminate health care for millions of people. No, it won't.
Yeah, frightening people again.
It might actually. It won't. It will not eliminate health care for millions of people. It will eliminate government-paid health insurance for a few people here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And cause disruptions across the U.S. healthcare system. It might. I mean, you know, the whole system has changed over the last 10 years to sort of adopt the Obamacare policy. But it will survive.
Yeah.
From removing no-charge preventive services for older Americans on Medicare to voiding the expansion of Medicaid in most states. A court victory would fulfill Republican promises to undo a prized domestic accomplishment of the previous administration. And here's the key word. This is why I printed this paragraph off. But leave no substitute in place. So if you're to believe the Washington Post, The healthcare system, no substitute, Campbell. No substitute will be, once Obamacare is done, there is no substitute. Every hospital closes, every pediatrician's office closes, your cancer medicine stops, everybody dies.
Yep.
Those who didn't die when net neutrality went away will die now. Those who didn't die when Trump got elected will die now. Those who didn't die when the Mueller report came out and didn't show Russian collusion, surely now they're all going to die. Have we learned by now they're fake news? That's not even all the good stuff that happened in the last 36 hours. So we have Barr declaring Mueller found no Russian collusion, ISIS's caliphate destroyed, the Defense Department transfers $1 billion to start funding the border wall, DOJ rules Obamacare to be unconstitutional, it's on the way out, and Michael Avenatti, creepy porn lawyer, faces 107 years in prison.
Was it 107?
He's facing 107 years in prison.
So he's just as slimy as he looks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you hear what he did? He tried to extort Nike at $20 million. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's a weird story. We'll go through all this. We've got a lot of news. Plus, we got local stuff going on. There's no shortage of good stuff.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284. 799-1284 or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we know that a new job comes with a new checklist.
I could just ain't do a 6 a.m. alarm. Check.
Learning my new commute.
Check. And setting up a checking account with fast access to my first paycheck. Check.
Sign up for a checking account with Navy Federal to enjoy no or low monthly fees, ATM rebates, dividends, and direct deposit for fast access to your money. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
As Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Trisha joins us as she does on a...
Why does Trisha not have a last name?
Tuesday. She preferred that when she came on.
Really?
Trisha
X. I can say my last name.
She's Trisha the 10th.
I just worry about the things that y'all say sometimes.
What?
People know me. Crazy in here.
Trust me, they recognize your voice. Now, as soon as you give the last name, they start tracking you down on Facebook.
That's true.
Well, listen. I don't mind it, and
our kooky callers.
No, not even remotely. I love our listeners, and that's the only reason I have the Facebook page is to interact with them.
Well,
it gives them a way that they can contact us, and they can send me things on Instant Messenger and all that kind of stuff.
We can send party announcements.
Yes, hell yeah, everything you'd ever want to do, we got it. Our number 272-9228. Somebody gave me a hard time for not giving the number a minute ago, so I'll give it, but I can't guarantee we're going to take calls for a while. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They sent me the special yesterday. What was it? Did I say it out loud?
I don't remember it.
They told it to me.
Hold on. It doesn't have cherry tomatoes in it.
It doesn't.
It's carbonara.
Yeah, carbonara. The way they do it in the old world.
I haven't had theirs.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
I need to go.
It's that golden yellow carbonara that clings to the noodles, you know?
Clinging is good.
It is so good. And they got the big chunks of bacon in there.
Whew. Bacon's good, too.
I'm starving. Jack wouldn't bring me breakfast this morning. So now I'm starving still. What?
He's giving you that look again.
What look? You didn't?
I'll pass on a biscuit, Jack. I was fat today. Smiley face. Like a girl. Like a little girl.
Jack asked me on text if I wanted a biscuit. I didn't know he was going to read my response on air.
Yeah. You going to lie on air? I'm going to straighten it out on air.
With a smiley face? What? I don't use emojis?
Emoji, uh-huh.
I don't use it. Have you ever used an emoji, Jack?
Never. Never.
You don't even know what the emoji means.
If I had one that had the middle finger, I might.
There's one on there.
I'm sure there is.
I get it all the time from 84. Constantly. Holy mackerel. All right. Let me get into some of this news. I don't want to do the court invalidating the Obamacare yet. I want to do the Avenatti thing.
Yeah.
This guy was a chief critic of Donald J. Trump's for a long, long time.
They were talking about him running for president at one time.
He was talking about him running for president. He had a hashtag, Avenatti 2020.
Oh, my goodness.
And someone yesterday on Twitter put, Avenatti 2020 has become Avenatti 20 to 25.
That's great.
It's really Avenatti 20 to life. I mean, this guy's in real trouble. He was in the courthouse yesterday. Actually, the best part of this arrest...
I hope they busted his door down.
No, they didn't.
Confiscated his computer.
No, that's only Trump critics.
Damn.
I mean, that's only Trump fans. Trump critics get the royalty treatment. The best part of this is he puts on Twitter yesterday in the middle of the afternoon, I'm going to host a press conference in the morning on some scandal involving Nike. An hour later, he's arrested for trying to extort Nike. An hour later.
They didn't let him go on this.
Well, I'm guessing they were probably... trying to get this worked out. And as soon as he said he was going to have a press conference, they're like, hell no, we got to stop this.
Yeah.
What he did essentially was he went to Nike with a client who had apparently, and my guess is there's some real criminal activity at Nike. Because, you know, they just caught Adidas doing the same thing in college basketball. Chuck Person over at Auburn got caught up in that. They charged him in a federal conspiracy to funnel kids to agents and funnel kids to certain schools, you know, that were affiliated with certain shoe brands and try to keep it all in the family. Well, if Adidas was doing it, then Under Armour and Nike are also doing it. That's just reality. That's the way it works. There's nothing honest or upright about college sports.
No.
Not major college sports. You know, if you play at Faulkner or Huntington or, you know, that's fine. you're probably, for the most part, on the up and up. If you play at some local community college, you know, you go down to Enterprise State or you play at Calhoun or whatever, you're probably on the up and up. If you're at Auburn or Alabama, there's a good chance that your recruitment was scandalous,
mm-hmm.
particularly if you're one of the top recruits.
Yeah.
And in basketball, and in football, you got 85 scholarship players on the team. You can sign, I think, 25 per year. There's so much money going back and forth. There are boosters flying everywhere. There's kids with jobs, parents getting new houses and cars. And it's just impossible for the NCAA to keep up with that. So they sort of just look the other way. In basketball, it's a little different because there's only 12 scholarship players, or 13, I think. Just a couple. Some schools just sign one or two, three a year. And so they can really kind of drill down and focus on that. And it's easier, I think, to uncover the scandal in basketball. And in basketball, one player can make or break your entire program.
Yeah.
It can make or break a coach's entire career. Tom Crean is over at Georgia, still living off of Dwayne Wade back in the early 2000s.
Nice.
I mean, he's you know, and Victor Oladipo and Zeller at the Indiana era that he wasted their talent. But I'm not bitter about that. So what happened was that this AAU coach allegedly finds some sort of illegality involving Nike. And Avenatti represents him and goes to Nike and says, allegedly, it's all allegedly. But this is the best I can make of the story in one day. He tried to get a $1.6 million settlement from Nike for this client, basically saying, you pay my client $1.6 million. He doesn't go to the press and talk about what he knows. He doesn't go to the FBI and talk about what he knows. Also, you got to hire me for $20
million. So he pushed it a little too far.
Yeah, I think they probably would have paid the $1.6 million. You got to hire me for $20 million to come in there and do an internal review. An internal investigation at what's going on over at Nike.
You think he's Mueller?
I know! And can you imagine? And you know who the co-conspirator was? Who his law buddy was on this deal?
Huh.
Mark Garagos.
Really?
Yes, the lawyer who represented Chris Brown and Michael Jackson and all these. He's like a lawyer to the stars out in California.
Is he on drugs?
I don't know. I can't imagine why Garagos would have gotten involved in that. But he was also a CNN contributor. Mark Garagos was. And Avenatti was basically a CNN and MSNBC contributor. He was on all the time because he was willing to go on there and be an attack dog against the president. Now, here's what I didn't know. He was ordered yesterday in court to surrender his U.S. and Italian passports. Why the hell does he have an Italian passport?
Avenatti.
I understand that, but was he born over there?
Maybe.
Is he Sicilian?
Is
he connected?
If he's Sicilian, he could end up in the bottom of the East River.
What does this guy know, huh? He has to report to the court any transaction worth $5,000 or more. And he showed up with two court-appointed lawyers. He didn't even...
Court-appointed lawyers?
Yes, I don't think this guy has any money. Now, in the federal system, it's a little different than the local system. There are a lot of really good state-appointed lawyers, state system court-appointed lawyers, and there's some that are okay.
How about the federal ones?
Federal ones are usually really good.
There's a couple here.
I know several of them.
Yeah.
I don't want to start naming them, no. But I know several of them, and they do a good job. The federal defender's office is really, really snazzy. The CJA panel lawyers are good, so it's not like you're giving up by accepting the court-appointed lawyers. But I do think it tells the world Avenatti is broke, has no money.
Hmm.
Because he's facing charges that could land him in prison the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Well, he won't need any money.
Yeah.
Will he?
I mean, I don't know.
Well,
that girl.
Ideally, you try not to go to prison.
When you were at Tutwiler, you didn't need any money.
No. That's real funny.
But I mean, ideally, you try not to go to prison. Right?
Exactly.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
You spend whatever it takes to stay out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
Ask OJ. It works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sort of worked. But he's back out now.
Yeah.
Anyway. Our number 272-9228, F. Jackson Campbell III, Baron Coleman here on a daily basis from 9 to noon. Trisha joins us as she does on Tuesdays. Trisha the 10th.
Trisha the 10th.
Trisha X.
Estoy aquí.
You're here?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. See how I'm stretching my Spanish knowledge.
Yeah, I was trying to learn Spanish the other day.
No vergüenza knowing a little Spanish. None.
Everybody wants you. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Mom, can I check out my room?
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. It's decidedly cooler out there today, and it's going to be jacket weather by tonight. Look for a breezy, cool day today with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area today. Tonight, chilly, mostly cloudy skies. The overnight low temperature by morning down to about 44. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. A little below normal, but not a bad day. High 67. We'll go down to 42 tomorrow night. Then on Thursday, we're back into the low 70s again and probably upper 70s by Friday. Friday with sunshine around, and then another storm system over the weekend. Once again, bad news on the pollen count, which will remain in the high to very high range for the next few days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Guys, 35 minutes after 9 o'clock.
I love you so, even though you don't want me no more.
I guess we'll take some phone calls in a moment. I tell you what, my friends at Auburn House Wash, Spencer Mann over there, runs a top-notch organization. Several of our listeners have already gotten signed up with Spencer to have him come out there. Actually, he can give you an estimate pretty much immediately. They use some cool satellite technology to get a really good look at your house. See what they're up against, but Auburn House Wash is exactly what it is, a house wash. You know, a lot of times you don't need a new roof, you just need it to be cleaned off. You don't need new paint, you just need to be cleaned off, or you don't need new whatever. You know, your bricks get musty and dirty and moldy and mildewy and slimy and all that. When Auburn House Wash gets done to your house, it looks like a brand new house. Mm-hmm. You go to their Facebook page, look at the time-lapse footage. It is amazing what they do. It is absolutely amazing. I mean, you can watch this video in like a minute. And you watch them come in there, and they spray the stuff on there, and they just, it's got this low-pressure system they use, and it cleans your house, and it's pristine when they get done with it. It's a soft washing process they use. Very low pressure, eliminates the risk of structural and cosmetic damage to your home. They've got uniformed employees. They focus on professionalism, promptness. They have a wow factor to the work. It's really, really interesting. They're licensed and insured. And what they hear most from the customers, man, they just love that over-the-top customer service, the exceptional communication before and after the job's complete. They do residential and commercial stuff. They've cleaned everything from small bungalow homes to mansions to hotels, college baseball stadiums. They do this all the time. They're really, really fantastic at it. They have now a truck dedicated to the Montgomery area. That's why they are
You know, we were going to advertise for them a few months ago, and they held off until they got everybody trained and ready to go and had some of their best people relocate their services from Auburn to Montgomery. And they're now dedicated here to this area. AuburnHouseWash.com. AuburnHouseWash.com. Check them out on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or just call them 826-WASH. 826-WASH. 37 minutes after 9 o'clock. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Bud. How you everyone doing today?
Good morning, Bud. I'm going to speak on behalf of everyone.
Yes.
We feel like a million bucks.
Well, let me say this. Educate me, because I do not know jack squat about the legal profession as far as the fees and everything. So, a couple of questions. When you passed your bar exam, obviously you were licensed to practice law in the state of Alabama, but do you also have reciprocal agreements with neighboring states, California, et cetera? I mean, when you become a lawyer, what state can you...
All right. I practiced when I practiced the bar in Alabama, I was only permitted to practice in Alabama. Only in Alabama state courts. Then you have to apply for admission into the Alabama federal courts. So the northern, southern, middle district of Alabama, the federal courts, and then the bankruptcy courts as well. You file separate applications for each of those systems. So there were six total applications to the bankruptcy courts and the federal courts in each of the... But that just limits you to the state of Alabama. 6 months after I took the Alabama bar, I went and sat for the Florida bar. I passed it, and so now I'm also licensed to practice in Florida, and then I applied to all three of their districts in Florida as well, bankruptcy and regular. So I'm able to practice... on a regular basis, on a daily basis, anywhere inside Alabama and Florida, state or federal courts or bankruptcy courts. I could do anything in any of those. Now,
okay.
Hold on. It gets better.
Yeah.
Some states have reciprocity agreements. So in Tennessee, for example, if I wanted to go back kind of what I consider my home up in Nashville, Tennessee, all I would have to do, you have to practice, I think, for 5 of the last 7 years continuously, dedicate your life to practicing law. With an active license, which I've done now for twice that amount of time, and you then just apply to the Tennessee bar. You don't have to actually sit for the examination, but you do have to take the bar. You do have to apply for the bar. So you have to take the background check. You have to fill out the application as if you were sitting for the first time. You know, going back to every job you've ever held, every place you've ever lived, and so they can do a thorough background check on you and make sure you're not like Michael Avenatti. And so they, you know. But some states don't have reciprocal agreements. The reason I took the Florida bar when I did was because I knew eventually I'd want a license down in Florida, and they don't have reciprocity with anybody. You actually have to sit for the exam. So if you want to retire in Florida, you will have to, and practice law on the side while you're down there, you have to sit down, pass the bar, pass character and fitness, do the background check, and sit and take the examination itself. Some states you don't. So I think Alabama probably has reciprocity with maybe 10, 15, 20 states. So I could move into any of those states and just have to pass the application process, not actually take the bar examination. There's one more little caveat, because I've actually tried cases in 11 or 12 different states: New York, North Carolina, Virginia, Ohio, California, Georgia. Gosh, where else? New York.
You say Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Gosh, I had a case in Michigan. I don't think we ever went to trial in Michigan.
Though. Way too many in
Kansas.
My opinion.
Anyway, Missouri. So I've been in other states. Now, the way you do that is I don't have to take the bar over there. I don't have to apply for admission and all that kind of stuff. It's something called pro hoc vice. You apply, and you can do one case at a time in those states, provided the trial court admits you temporarily into their bar for the purposes of that one case. You have to apply. I think it's usually $100 or $200 that you have to send to the local state bar, and they do just a limited background check, which really involves them picking up the phone and calling Alabama and Florida and saying, is he in good standing?
So, question,
yeah.
Are you held to the ethics laws of each individual state?
Yeah, in fact, on your
national standard.
No, there's no national standard. There's no national standard. It's all state by state. And every single time you do a pro hoc vice application, you have to sign an affidavit saying you'll adhere to the ethics of that state and all the applicable rules and local rules of that state and the venue and where you're practicing.
Well, the reason why I was asking that, just trying to get an understanding if California might be different from Alabama or whatever, it seems to me like the shyster that just got arrested, for lack of a better word, just got greedy. I mean, okay, the $1.6 million, anytime you see something that you represent a client, you're going to go to them and you're going to try and negotiate. But the caveat that seemed to get him arrested was, okay, I want the $20 million for me and my firm, et cetera. And that's kind of understanding since he had, what, almost a $6 million verdict rendered against him because of a former partner that he withheld funds from. And the judge wrote, no, you fired him incorrectly. You've got to come up with this money. So he's trying to cover his butt and keep from going bankrupt, et cetera. I guess my question is, besides representing your client for the 1.6, if he had gone in there to Nike and say, oh, and I also want you to rent me a Cadillac for the next 20 years, and it's going to cost you $1,000 a month for this Cadillac or Mercedes or whatever, does that come under ethics violation? I mean, I'm just kind of curious, how much leeway does a lawyer, do they ever negotiate for themselves, I guess?
What he did, allegedly, to Nike is not going to be permissible in any jurisdiction in the country. You can't go anywhere and threaten that you pay me money or I'm going to go to the FBI. You just can't. You know, that's not permissible. Now, there are ways to accomplish the same objective.
Okay, I was about to say, is it a matter of semantics?
In some ways, yeah. But the company that feels or knows it's being extorted, you know, can hit the tape recorder anytime and say, now, be real clear about what you're trying to say here. You know, what are they going to be the limits? Someone texted me and said, be careful about trying to extort a company whose literal name is Victory. Nike literally means victory.
Greek, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
do you think there should be a national level of ethics standards for lawyers that regardless of the state you operate in, that way? I mean, obviously,
we're mostly the same.
There's
a uniform code of standards. You actually take a test on it while you're in law school called the MPRE. And there's a uniform code of standards that varies little from state to state, but there's no national organization to enforce it. So there's no national standard, in other words. And that might be a difference without distinction, but the Alabama State Bar is who, and the Florida Bar is who has jurisdiction over me. California Bar doesn't, Maryland Bar doesn't. There's no American Bar, National Bar, you know, United States Bar that has jurisdiction over me.
Well, it's like Don Jr. said, karma's a bee, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. It is. Hey, good call.
You have a good day.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Probably boring for everybody not named Bud and Barry.
Well, he asked some pretty good questions.
I agree. I don't know who this is either. Who's this?
It's David.
Hey, David, how are you? You getting ready for Bahrain this week?
I'm getting ready. Did you watch the Indy race at Austin?
What a great race. We were rooting for Colton Herta from the... I've been rooting for the kid all year.
I know.
He's a great story. His father, Brian Herta, is a two-time Indy 500 winner.
Yep.
As an owner, not as a driver.
Yep.
But he's a race winner in his career. He's young. He's only like 45 or 40. I think someone said 47 maybe years old.
Yeah.
A young guy, but a guy who whose kid is living the dream. 18 years old, won a race over the weekend. Youngest driver ever to win a race.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And he got lucky. Look, he got a little lucky.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
but
you know, willpower. Willpower had no power.
Yeah, willpower had no power, and if Rosenquist didn't go off in the pit lane with 10 laps to go, Colton Herta probably wouldn't have won. But you know what? Luck is the residue of design.
That's
you
right.
You put yourself in good positions, and then occasionally luck breaks your way, and you win a race.
Luck is opportunity made.
Yeah, everybody else had the same luck, and they didn't win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I was sitting there, it was just dawning on me. Where did Avenatti come up with this $22 million figure? And all I could imagine is that's probably what he owes people.
100%. That's exact. I didn't make that point, but he owes exactly that amount to the bankruptcy court.
Sure, yeah.
Took it out of all his stuff.
Yeah, so he just basically got exceedingly greedy, and now it's going to cost him.
Yeah, because if he'd have just taken the $1.6 million settlement, say he's on a 50% contingency, that $800,000 doesn't touch Avenatti. That goes straight to the trustee.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
You know, so
absolutely.
What's the point?
Yeah.
You know, at that point, you might as well not even practice law.
Right, exactly.
So, he's got to get back to zero before he can start making money again.
Somehow, some way, he came up with his, you know, bond, 10% bond on, what, $300,000, so he came up with $30,000 somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably got it from Stormy Daniels.
Probably borrowed it from his mom.
Well, maybe. I bet Stormy did help him out because he's made her a bunch of money the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Heavens, yes. So who knows? But anyway, have a good one.
All right, buddy. 272-9228.
We hadn't taken a break in a long time.
You want to take one now?
Not really, but...
No. Let me tell you about Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and then we'll take a break. And I'll do it with a little Stevie Wonder background music. How about that? Miss Dot's amazing. Miss Dot's amazing. She runs one of the best operations in Montgomery. She really does. It
she
is.
She doesn't have it?
You don't need it. You don't need it. She has 60,000 square feet, 200 vendors. And it's incredible. You go in there, it's everything you've ever wanted in a store. Knickknacks, decorations, wall hangings. She's got I don't know if it's still there. It was there not long ago. A tapestry with a bunch of elephants on it. It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
I thought some Republican or some Alabama fan would love this hanging in their dining room. It was huge. It was beautiful.
Wow.
Absolutely stunning. Dishes, cookware, furniture, and more. Clothing.
China.
Oh, man, China. She got everything. Everything you can ever imagine. And I know people who are flea market experts. I have some very hard to replace bowls, mixing bowls that had been broken, and they were from the 70s.
Morningware ones.
Well, they had roosters on them, and they were blue, and a couple of them had broken, and a relative of ours was shopping the flea markets and found those exact bowls and picked them up for us.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable!
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's the kind of gift that keeps on giving. Every time I pull it out and whip up some eggs, I think about it.
Yep.
That's the kind of stuff you can find at Eastbrook Flea Markets. 48 minutes after 9 o'clock. Go by there on Coliseum Boulevard. Tell Miss Dot we said hey.
Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents a delightful adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, now through May 5th on the festival stage. Join Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Al, and more of their friends in a charming musical adventure the whole family will enjoy. Winnie the Pooh spends his days searching for honey, doing his exercises, and playing with his best friends. Don't miss this merry romp through the 100-acre wood. Get your tickets today by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or online at asf.net.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Probably 18.
You think?
Yeah, 17, 18. Yeah. Blame it on the boogie. This was late Jackson's. This is when they were no longer the Jackson 5.
They were just the Jacksons.
Yeah. I don't know if they'd added or subtracted by then, but the number had changed. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. All right. There's so much other stuff. We spent so much time on Avenatti. I hate to talk about it. Trump administration asks court to completely invalidate Obamacare. I want to go through this briefly. Briefly, because it does have application here inside the great state of Alabama. Because I truly believe, that gas tax that passed, one of the reasons the Democrats came on board so vociferously?
That's a big word.
Well, not really. They kind of held their nose and voted for it.
I don't know. Anyway, I think one of the reasons they came on board was because they thought they were going to get Medicaid expansion. I had heard that the governor of the great state of Alabama had promised that she would seek, if the money was there, Medicaid expansion. If the Trump administration holds out and they get their way on this, here's the headline from The Hill. Justice Department sides with court ruling Obamacare invalid. The Department of Justice on Monday announced it's siding with a district court ruling that found the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional. The DOJ previously argued in court that the law's pre-existing condition protection should be struck down. Now the administration argues the entire law should be invalidated. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor ruled in December that the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate is unconstitutional and the rest of the law is therefore unconstitutional. This all goes back to the tax law that the Republicans passed.
Yeah.
The tax law the Republicans passed invalidated a portion of Obamacare. And you'll remember Justice John Roberts folded himself into a pretzel to declare Obamacare a tax after Obama and the Democrats campaigned for 10 months telling us it wasn't a tax.
Mm-hmm.
Then it passes, it goes up to the United States Supreme Court, and the Department of Justice argues it is in fact a tax.
Yeah.
It is in fact only a tax. It's not a penalty or a fine at all, it's just a tax. So you can't fine someone for not buying broccoli, but you can tax them if they don't buy broccoli.
Ah.
See the difference?
Yes.
One is fining the lack of doing something. One is taxing the absence of the activity.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a tax avoidance. See, tax evasion is illegal. Tax avoidance is perfectly legal. You want to avoid the tax? Buy the policy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not fining you for not buying the policy. We're taxing you. We're taxing everybody, and then everybody who buys the policy gets to take that deduction. They get to avoid the tax, so to speak. And that's why your insurance every year sends you a letter
with all those boxes and check marks
and
or
X's. And you take it to your accountant.
And say, what the crap is this?
And I just hand it off to my man, Michael, and I say, hey, buddy, how's this work? And he says, I got it. Don't worry about it. And he calls me back a few months later and says, come sign some documents. Here's how much you owe.
Yep, that's what I do.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fine on those who don't participate. It's a tax on everybody. But you get to avoid that tax if you buy the policy. That was the argument they made in front of the United States Supreme Court. John Roberts bought that bull donkey argument, and Obamacare survived. When the tax law changed, they struck down that tax provision. They struck down what was called the individual mandate. And so now the reasoning for allowing the law to be valid in the first place is now gone. It's now gone. So we'll see. I mean, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. Your health insurance, I predict,
Think it's going to go down?
I think your health insurance costs will plummet.
That'd be nice.
In the next 2 years. And let me tell you, if we go into 2020 and health insurance rates are falling by 20, 30, 50%,
yeah.
I don't care how many people are uninsured. All the people who were paying $1,200 a month that are now paying $600, mm-hmm. they're all voting for Trump.
Oh, yeah.
They're all voting for Trump.
That form you were talking about?
Yeah.
Is it 1095B?
It's fancy pants.
Yeah.
Fancy pants. Trisha's an accountant, so
no.
we. Oh,
no. I just visualize numbers.
Oh, well.
Let me ask you, Baron, what your opinion on this is, and you too, Trisha. Let's say things continue to rock along well.
Yes.
Economically, foreign relations wise, and everything else. Do you think some of these people that were elected in 2018 kind of. Some of them are a fluke.
Yeah.
You think they'll be turned out?
I hope so. They've got to be, surely. Especially after the
right.
smaller
some
stuff
of the voters going,
back.
What did we do?
Yeah.
The old Mike Hubbard, what have we done? Why did we do this?
Especially with that.
Talking about the people who voted yeah. Democrat in the 2018.
Yeah. Election. Are they going to come back home?
Yeah.
Especially with that Ocasio-Cortez idiot.
Oh, Cocaine Mitch is holding a vote on that stupid Green New Deal today.
Oh, yeah.
Cocaine Mitch is, he's gotten some good stuff in, apparently. He is fired up.
Some good cocaine.
Yeah, he had to have. I don't know where else he came up with some of this stuff, but he is on fire lately. Cocaine Mitch is on fire. He's going to hold a vote today on the Green New Deal, and guess who's trying to block it procedurally?
Some Democrats.
No, all Democrats. They don't want to be on the record. Hell, especially half of the Democrat field is running for president.
Yeah.
They don't want to be on the record on this stupid deal. Who's this?
Rodney.
Rodney, you're on the air with Baron, Jack, and Trisha.
Hey, I got a big, big question for y'all this morning.
Well,
y'all
we got a big, big answer.
Okay. Are y'all tired of winning yet?
No, I'm not tired of winning. I was told I would get tired of it. Now, I'll be honest. Yesterday was a lot of winning. Was a lot of winning. And if I won that much every day for weeks, I might get tired of it.
Okay.
Are you tired of winning?
No, absolutely
Jack,
not.
Jack, tired of winning?
No, never.
Trisha?
No.
No one's tired of winning in this studio.
I think we're only in the first quarter, to be quite honest.
Woo! From your mouth to God's ears. Appreciate your call, Rodney. 272-9228. Who is this?
Hey, morning. Hey,
Good morning, Randall.
Morning. Do you really think that these people have a choice? I think they're kind of like Obama. They don't have no, they cannot turn. You saying, like, you dig a hole, you got to stop at some point. But the hole, they can't stop because they took the money a long time ago, so they got to dig until them globalists tell them to stop. And
right.
I don't.
They're doing the globalist wishes.
Yeah,
yes, exactly. And I don't think it's going to ever stop. I mean, they can't because they in it too deep. I mean, you can't. I mean, you cannot take the money and then tell the man, because you just like did combing that little girl in Georgia. I mean, you can't take the money and then turn your nose to them.
Right.
But,
that girl's going to be so rich when she gets out of prison. Reality winner.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, that woman's going to be so rich when she gets out. Randall,